the OTB Podcast Network.
Delighted to say we've got Charlene Maudsley and Chris O'Donnell with us this morning to help celebrate the fact that they've qualified for the Olympic Games as well. So, Charlene and Chris, good morning to you both. How are you doing?
Morning, Gerald. Not so bad.
So what's the level of excitement like at the moment, Charlene?
Yeah, it's been unreal. Like, we're just home since yesterday, so it's all just starting to hit now. But yeah, it's just been amazing.
When you went out, you obviously had a fair idea that this was on the cards. But for it to be on the cards and for it to actually happen, they're two different things, because everybody has to perform. The baton has to be handed over properly. Everything has to go pinpoint accuracy. So at what point do you realize that actually all the hard work has paid off?
Yeah, like, it's something that we've been targeting now for a couple of years. It's funny. So in 2019, we tried to qualify for the World Championships in Doha. So we went to Geneva for a race to qualify for that, and it got rained off, like, unbelievably, the worst storm imaginable. So that was a disaster. So when we got together, we really wanted to qualify for the Olympics, kind of make up for that. You know, our coach, Drew Harrison, was like, make up for Geneva here. And yeah, we went there with so much belief. And while we had so much belief, it's still a huge task at hand. You know, there were some huge countries in there with massive pedigree, but we just believed in ourselves, and we got there on the day, and we just gave it everything.
How often do you get to practice as a team?
Actually, not too often. There's not as much technical parts involved in the 4x400, luckily, whereas the 4x100 team have to practice quite a lot. But we did have a camp in Ireland. Now, not everyone was able to make it. We just had a training day just before we headed to, before the selection for World Relays. But then once we got over, we were there on Wednesday and we trained on Thursday and we trained again just before, like, in the warm-up. But yeah, we didn't have much practice, but I don't think you need much practice. It's all kind of about the individual performance as a team on the day.
So it looks chaotic from the outside. So you're saying it's actually grand, really, from your perspective, being on the track just waiting for whoever is coming with the baton to get it.
Well, yeah. I definitely had a bit of a change in my Saturday heat to the final. You might have been able to see that in the heat. We were in really good contention and I didn't have to run wide. Whereas in the final, I had to run out to hand the baton over to Chris, which kind of adds in extra meters. And that's when you see the field just get that bit harder. So it is a bit technical, all right. But yeah, it's still okay.
What were you going to say, Chris?
Oh, no, it's the technical side of things. I suppose you have your pace judgment as well. So this was the very first time any of us ran a mixed relay. So we'd always be in a male or female only relay. So this time it's a man handing over to a girl and then a girl handing over to a boy. So you have to judge that different pace. And it's when the athlete coming in is, they could be going slower, they could be finishing very strong. And it's different in that regard for a male to judge the pace of a female coming in. So, but we did do some good practice in the warm-ups and that, and we were confident, and the changeovers went really well, thankfully.
Over 400 metres also seems to be a relatively new thing for a couple of teammates as well. Charlene, I know you've probably stepped up from 200 quite a bit, and Phil Healy in particular, we would have got to know her as a 100 and 200 metre runner, and now she's absolutely shooting the lights out at 400 level.
Yeah, definitely. I think the caliber in the 400 metres at the moment is just insane. And I think it's only going to get better now that we have qualified for the Olympics and people are going to want to make the team. For me personally, I moved up to the 400 because I got injured and I was kind of afraid to run fast. So the 400, people have always said it to me like, oh, you'll be a great 400 metre runner. But it's a hard event. So I was trying to push it off for as long as possible. But I'm really glad I made the transition.
How do you mean you were afraid to run fast?
I got injured on my hamstring and I was just afraid to, like, touch the muscles. Like, you know, I was afraid to run fast. So I started doing more endurance type training and it kind of suited to me in the end.
It's not like the 400 is slow either, though.
No, but it's definitely not as quick as the 200. You wouldn't be going flat out the whole way or you'd end up dying.
Chris, I'd say there's a few people in Sligo Rovers who are wishing they had you on the wing at the moment. I mean, like, your football background is obviously the thing that put lightning on your feet.
Yeah, it's funny as well. I was talking to the Rovers manager, Liam Buckley. I used to to train when I was in Sligo at the IT track, and they'd be on the pitch. And Liam said, if I can head the ball, I'm in the team. So we'll see how that goes.
And where is the heading of the ball at the moment?
It's been a few years, to be honest. I'm not really allowed to even do as much of a kick about these days with the risk of injury. But now we'll see it. We'll see where we are at the end of this career.
Were you literally running rings around people when in your football heyday?
The tactics, I suppose. Yeah, I was on the wing, and it was over the top, cross it in. Yeah, that was the plan.
Charlene, you made the point there about everybody wanting to make the team. When will the team be finalised? When is the cut-off point, and when will you all know if you are? And obviously, the Ireland have qualified, making sure that you are the person who's representing the team. When does that get finalised?
I'm not actually too sure the exact selection dates, but all I know is that we're all going to try individually over the next couple of months to make sure that our place on the team is secured. Chris might know more when the actual official dates are of selection, but I'm not too sure. I'm just taking it one race at a time.
Yeah, it's now a case of just going back into our own individual bubbles. There will be no more mixed relay until Tokyo. So it's just a matter of us now getting as fast as possible over the next 2 months to give the team the best chance when we go to Japan.
When was the decision made to focus or even to enter this, and how much of your own training has been focused on this? I'll start with you, Chris, because I'm going to ask you both the same question. But so the whole notion of the 4x400 being an opportunity for Ireland to have a team at this Games, when was that first floated to you, and when did you go, yeah, I absolutely want to be part of this?
Yeah, this is the first time the mixed relay is in the Olympics, and we were always targeting. We knew we could get two good guys, two good girls on the team. So it's been in the pipeline for probably over a year now. But funnily enough, we still didn't actually know that we were going to go until probably only a month ago, because we had to get an invitation from World Athletics. So it was a bit nervy. We really just wanted to get there. So we're waiting for this invitation. And I remember the day we got it. We got the email through. Me and Charlene were just texting each other like, oh, this is it now. We have to do it. And yeah, thankfully that all went really well, because World Relays was probably our only opportunity to qualify. We weren't going to, with all the individual commitments, we weren't going to get the four of us together again this summer. So the pressure on Saturday night was unbelievable.
That's cool. To come through that pressure, I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. It was like do or die. So Saturday was really our cup final. We didn't run as well on Sunday. I think the emotional energy that Saturday took out of us, we just put absolutely everything into it, because it was literally, we needed to get top eight. We were fourth overall on Saturday, which was amazing. And third semi-final, we were definitely in the hardest semi-final as well. So it was tough, but you know, absolutely all four of us and the subs as well, it has to be said, Andrew, Sophie were brilliant all weekend supporting us.
And Charlene, from your perspective then, the decision to be involved in this, what's the story with your own individual, and how do you balance these two things?
Yeah, I think mainly your individual training carries forward to the mixed 4x400. It was actually funny, me and Chris were speaking about it just yesterday. He had messaged me in January 2020 and asked me would I be involved in the mixed 4x400. And it was just funny looking back on that, because as he said, we didn't know until a month ago that we were going to be going to World Relays. And, you know, like we're young athletes. It's been just a privilege to be there, and to say that we might be able to make the, you know, strike four for the Tokyo Olympics would just be insane for both of us.
Because it's like the full Olympics. It's not like, you know, you're not going kind of as a non-participant. You get to go, and it's the athletes' village, and whatever the opening ceremony looks like in Tokyo with COVID, etc. But you guys have just qualified for the Olympics. It's an incredible achievement.
Absolutely. And, you know, credit has to go as well to our coach, Drew Harrison, and David McCarthy at home, who really drove it on. They never gave up, and they made sure that we were there in the best shape possible. And, you know, the team meetings we had were so inspirational. I suppose me and Charlene would be the two of the more inexperienced athletes of the team, but we had Phil Healy and Thomas Barr there as well, who really drove it on. And we just knew, kind of get the baton to Tom on the last leg with just in contention. And his championship experience and know-how, I had faith that Tom would get us home.
Well,
what was Tom's story on Sunday?
Look, we have a squad. We've got a really good squad, and Andrew deserved his chance. Sophie ran in the 4x200, and there's every chance that Andrew can run in Tokyo, so the experience will do him really well.
It's because I saw someone suggesting that there was some clash already earmarked in Tokyo. It's nothing to do with that. It's just to spread the experience around.
Yeah, well, we don't know. The mix really, I think, is on the same day as his 400-meter hurdles heats as well. Okay. So, look, Tom's job was just to get us to the Olympics, and thankfully he did a really good job at that. And we got Andrew Mellon as well, some really invaluable experience.
Charlene, this is probably like a fairly broad question, but why do you think we've seen such a success in Irish athletics at 100, 200 and 400 level over the last two or three years?
I think the women in sport at the moment have just excelled massively. Like, we have a lot of support, you know, we have it from hersport.ie, we have it from loads of different people. And I think, like, just seeing something like we did at the weekend really drives people forward. I think that it doesn't stop just at the 100, 200 and 400. We have amazing girls in the 800 meters. We had three girls at the European indoors competing in the 800 meters alone. So, you know, it really doesn't just stop at the sprint event. It's carrying the whole way through. And I think that's something that's really important to note.
It seems like a bit of a revolution, Chris, that the Irish sprinting at this moment in time. It's almost like a series of stories that, as a show here, we wouldn't almost be used to covering because there wasn't an amazing amount of success up until a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and hopefully this is certainly only going to drive us on anymore. And the thing with relay is what we were talking about. It's sometimes hard to break into the championships, but once you're in, it's easier to stay in. So now we've not only qualified for the Olympic Games this year, we're also in the World Championships in 2022 in Oregon. And hopefully then from that, it'll be another Olympics, another World Championships, European Championships. So now, as I said in a couple of interviews, we're really on the map now and teams are going to know us. And that's only going to increase competition for places, and it'll bring myself and Charlene on as well and the rest of the team, and you should see hopefully a lot more success.
Yeah, no doubt, and it'll be great to see the Irish vest in the Olympics on the track as often as we're going to see it this year. Chris and Charlene, thanks a million for joining us this morning. Congratulations again, it's a great achievement. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
The OTB Podcast Network.